Hey, this is Steve Krulovitz with CBS Sports Radio, 1300 on your dial, sports maven out of Baltimore and with affiliate here in Washington, D.C. I'm down at the City Open once again. It is that time of year, folks, and tournament's a little bit earlier this year with the Olympics coming up. It's 2 weeks early, so they still got the tournament in. Men's and women's down here at 16th and Kennedy. And I'm here today with a very, very special guest, actually. And let me tell you why. This guest is the first Wimbledon finalist that we've ever had on the show. I know, it's whetting your appetite. And also, the very first professional female women's tennis player ever to come on CBS Sports Radio Show 1300, the sports maven. So Sabine Lisicki from Germany, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Now, Sabine is one of the top players on the women's tour. In fact, a few years ago, she was ranked 12th in the world. As I say, finalist at Wimbledon. What was that, 3 years ago? Wow, that's incredible. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's awesome. And she holds one big record in the women's game, the fastest serve, 131 miles an hour, incredible. And also, she served in one match, which has now been surpassed, unfortunately, last year. She served 27 aces in one match.
But now, it's still the record for WTA matches. So
you hear that? You hear that, folks? Still the record for WTA matches. And she's also won four stops on the WTA Tour, which is nothing to sneeze at. Now, Sabine, did the serve come naturally for you? I mean, you see, you know, the coaches out with their female, you know, students throwing footballs, trying to get that motion, you know, that throwing motion for the serve. Did this just come kind of naturally for you?
Yeah, as a child, I always liked to serve, and my serve was always one of my weapons, and sometimes I lose my rhythm, but we have to work on that. But you always want to improve and make things better, so yeah, I like to serve a lot. It gives you a big advantage when you serve well, and it's a great weapon to have.
Yeah, serve the most important shot in tennis, the shot that you yourself have control over. But Sabine, you've been on the tour for 10 years. And so you're a veteran.
That sounds very long.
Yeah, but you're young. You're young. In fact, you know, your best tennis is ahead of you. You still have plenty of time. You're a young professional player, and you won't really peak in your tennis game till 28 or 29. I know I played my best tennis when I was about 28, 29, and that's the peak in for tennis for the men and women these days. So I expect you to be around for a long time. But 6 years ago, you had a really horrible injury to your ankle, and you were off the tour for 5 months. And I'd like for you to tell the listeners a little bit about what happened and how you came back to the tour after 5 months, because you had to learn how to walk again.
It was a very tough injury. I was on crutches for 6 weeks, and then you lose all your muscles, and I had a cast on. Special made so I could at least go swimming, so I could do something. But it was very, very hard, and being out 5 months is a very long time in professional sport, and it takes a while to come back. They usually actually say it takes double the amount to come back than you've been out, which we never want to hear, but it actually is kind of true. So I also last year had a knee injury. I was out 4 months, so that was tough also, because I really wanted to qualify for the Olympic Games, and I started it a little bit, way too early, to be honest, because I really wanted to go to Rio, and I ended up screwing that up because I wasn't ready and fit yet. So, you know, sometimes we make mistakes as well, and it's a shame, but you try to learn from that. You try to keep working hard to believe in your dreams, and continue doing the right things. And you know, I really am a believer and hard work, and I think that hard work always pays off. You don't know when it pays off, but it does. We'll see.
Not only have you had the ankle injury and now the knee injury, which I didn't know about, but you've also had another ankle injury. I think you've had a back injury and a wrist.
No wrist injury. Well, wrist a little, but this was no big issue. You know, the little things, we always have something.
You didn't have an operation on the knee, though, did you?
No, I didn't have an operation ever. So on my body, so that's the good thing. But the little things everybody has. So these are not even worth to mention.
Everybody's suffering on the tour with a little something, right?
Yes.
Because it's a very forgiving game, very hard game on the body. But yes. So your father's into the sports science, so he probably could help you a little bit with some of those injuries. But your mom's an artist.
That's correct.
Which is fantastic. And your dad is actually he started out as being your coach. You've been coached with Martina Hingis, coached you a little bit. Now you have Christopher is coaching you. Not anymore?
Not anymore.
Okay, Christopher's not coaching you anymore. That's fine. Okay. But your parents, they sacrificed a lot for you.
Oh, definitely.
When you were coming up.
Without my parents, I would never be here, and I appreciate it so much to be given that opportunity. You know, my dad was working from 9 in the morning till 9 in the evening, giving tennis lessons to people to earn money so my mom could travel with me to a few tournaments in the juniors, because you wouldn't earn any money at the tournaments back then. So it's very hard when you don't have sponsors, and it's nice. They gave up pretty much everything and put it on one card, as we say in Germany, and it paid off, luckily. So now we don't have to worry, and I hope my parents can enjoy a little bit of the nice life as well and see
and
the things here.
They are still in Germany?
Yes, and they come to tournaments also.
Because you're living in the States now. You're living
in Florida,
in Bradenton, which is that's the IMG, formerly known as the Nick Bollettieri
Academy.
You're living. Are you living at the academy there? The
no,
IMG Academy?
No. that's too much.
That's too much.
No, but nearby, yes, I do.
Okay, yeah. That's nice. So you're used to this hot weather here in Washington.
It
doesn't bother you so much. Yeah, I mean you have to be ready for the heat here in Washington in the summer. You know, you're a different type of athlete than we normally interview, because you like to read, you like music, you like athletics. In fact, your football or soccer team knocked out my team this past year, Juventus. I'm a Juventus fan.
And Bayern
Munich is the big powerhouse in Germany. You're a big fan of theirs. But
yes.
Do you have any books that you're reading right now on the tour? I know when I was, playing on the tour and I was traveling, I read many books. So you have any recommendations?
I actually read Tuesdays with Maury.
Tuesday with Maury.
Yes, yeah. Tuesday with
That's
Maury.
Tuesday
yes.
with Maury. That's a great book.
It is, yes.
That's an incredible book.
I haven't finished it yet, but...
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I know that book very well. All right.
Yes. Yeah.
That's
okay.
Cool. And what kind of music do you like?
Most the charts, mostly. So, something that has a good beat. Sometimes also a few things that are a little bit more calm. You know, when I wake up, I like to put on some music and to chill out a little bit.
And what's your schedule from here?
I go to Montreal, then I go back home to Florida, and then Cincinnati and the Open.
Wow, that's a great schedule.
I like it too.
Yeah, that's really. And you're feeling healthy?
Yes.
Everything is good?
Yes.
Okay.
Healthy, happy, ready to keep working, and excited to see what's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, great opportunity to play some more tournaments this summer and cap it off with the U.S. Open, and then of course the fall schedule, and hopefully. Like I say, this is the year on CBS Sports Radio, the female. We have one of our two presidential nominees is a woman.
That's correct.
So we might have a woman president. We have the first female professional player on the show. And then we have the Chancellor of Germany is a woman. And they just elected a woman to run England. So Theresa May is running England now. So I think it's great to have you on.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for not saying anything about me being a chauvinist for the first for the first time having the female athlete on the show, but I hope we can do this again next year when you come back and get to the semis or the finals of the tournament.
That sounds good to me.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Pleasure. All right. This is Steve Krulovitz with CBS Sports Radio at the City Open, July 21st, 2016, down in Washington, D.C. Thank you.